This is Steve Shapiro. I'm the National Legal Director of the ACLU. What we are gradually seeing in the courts is, I think, a remarkable resistance to the government's assertion of unlimited and unreviewable power. One of the sad stories of American democracy is that the courts have often not stood up during wartime to civil liberties abuses that, in retrospect, we almost always regret, including the imprisonment of anti-war protesters in World War I, and even more notoriously, the incarceration detention of over 100,000 Japanese Americans in World War II. The courts in both of those instances gave their blessings after the fact to what the political branches had done. This time around, I think the courts have learned something from that history as well. And even at a time when the federal judiciary in this country is relatively conservative, the Bush administration has now lost case after case in the United States Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court has insisted on the proposition that we live in a country where all power does not reside in a single person, the president. We have a system of checks and balances. Those checks and balances are essential to preserving our freedom. And the president doesn't get alone to decide what he thinks the appropriate balance is between security and liberty and then impose it on the rest of the country. We have made enormous progress over the last 5 years. I think the ACLU can look back very proudly on its record over the last 5 years. But just as I don't think the war on terror is going to end anytime soon, I don't think the assault on civil liberties in response to the war on terror is going to end anytime soon. And I think we have to be continuously vigilant to preserve our civil liberties in moments of crisis like this. But I think we have built a foundation on which we can continue to build in the coming years, as this administration and future administrations, I'm sure, will continue to look for ways to sacrifice our civil liberties in the misguided notion that it is somehow necessary in order to preserve our national security, when in fact, I am convinced, and I think history shows, that precisely the opposite is true. We are stronger as a nation the more we respect and protect our tradition of liberty and freedom, and the more we sacrifice it, the less freedom we have at home and the less security ultimately we have abroad.